guys, so ignore me if I sound like I'm chewing. I just ate a Jolly Rancher and like I'm trying to get it out of my teeth. Guys, I just had lunch and it was horrible. Has anyone been to Target and they went down the food aisle and they had this, Food Network Creations kit? I got the shrimp scampi and it was not that good. And I had bought the shrimp and I mixed everything in there and it didn't taste good. It was yucky. That was like the worst lunch. I think I tried to eat it for lunch. It was nasty. I didn't like it. But yeah, that was like my lunch. It was not good at all. Now for dinner, I'd probably do something lighter. Because I feel like I don't like to have a heavy lunch and a heavy dinner. So, I don't know. For dinner, I'll probably eat something else. Who knows? But that was disgusting what I ate. Anyway, the reason I wanted to come back today and give you guys another episode, even though I gave you guys one yesterday, I just felt like, let me just come on here and talk to you guys. Let me see what's been going on with you all. Let me catch up with everybody and just kind of get into it. I felt like yesterday I kind of updated you guys on my life a little bit, but not a whole lot, because I felt like I'm in a good space right now, and I want to keep it that way. But this is going to be Girl Talk Series part, I believe, 10 or 11 I'm going to give you guys. And the title is going to be Finding the One, because I feel like what I want you guys to know is that a lot of times when I was in relationships, I would come on here and I would talk to you guys and I would be open with you guys and I would tell you guys all about the guy I was dating and everything going on or who I was talking to. And this time, you know, being that I'm happy and I probably won't talk about my love life with you guys. Not because I don't love you guys, not because I don't want you to know, but because this is really something sacred to me. This is really something that means the world to me. This is really something that I don't want to talk about too much, just because it means that much to me. And I think when you truly love somebody and you truly care about somebody and when you truly, truly want it to work and when you truly just want to keep it to yourself to a certain extent, you don't want the whole world to know about it. You don't want to talk about it too much because it's just something that's sacred to you and something you want to keep to yourself. And as time goes on, I will talk to you guys eventually about love and who I'm dating and whatever. But for me, this is like, guys, I told you guys so many times, the happiest I was in 2010. And I told you guys I hadn't really been happy in a really long time. And I'm finally feeling back to that girl 2010 vibes, like 2010 vibes. And it's been a while since I felt those 2010 vibes of being happy. The last time I was really happy was in 2010. And I'm finally back to that place again. I finally have the right people around me. I finally feel good about things. Yeah, I mean, I'm human. Some days I want to just get upset because of work-related things or things happening. But other than that, I'm in a good space when it comes to love. And I want you guys to know it's a good feeling when you know that this really is it. And I know I've came on here many a times and I've told you guys, oh, this might be it. I'm in love. I even did Love Talk Series. And I'm going to tell you guys something. I shouldn't have made Love Talk Series. And I'm going to tell you guys why. I shouldn't have talked about my relationships the way I did with you guys, even though I wanted to help you guys and I felt like at the time I was doing the right thing. I shouldn't have talked about it because those relationships I talked about weren't the real thing. They weren't people I should have been with. They weren't people that I would even want you guys to date if you saw them on the street, because they weren't the right people for me and they wouldn't be the right people for anybody else, I'm assuming, if you have standards. But I just feel like I shouldn't have talked about it as much. I feel like I jinxed it. I feel like I should have kept it private. I feel like it should never have been something that I kind of opened myself and allowed myself to even get that deeply involved with. Looking back at it, I laugh a little bit, but at the same time, it was hurtful. Some of the stuff I had to go through and some of the things I had to come on here and talk to you guys about. And I'm not one of those people, like I said, I'm honest with my listeners. I tell you guys any and everything. And I'm always open with you guys. But in this case, it's like, this is something that means so much to me. I don't want to talk about it that much because I feel like it's like you don't want to jinx it. You know, it's right this time. This is the honest one time. And I swear to you, I know I always come to you guys and I say, this is it, this is it, this is it. But this, I swear to you on my daughter's life. I swear to you on my parents' life, I swear to you, on my life, just that this is really it. And I've never done that on here. I've never sworn on nobody's life that this was it for me. But I can honestly say this truly is it for me, guys. This is truly the one. This is truly somebody that I really see myself marrying. This is truly somebody that is just everything. And that is just the most beautiful person. And I feel good. I feel honestly good about it. I really do. I can really see, like, a future there. You know, it feels good. We talk about our future every day. This is somebody who calls me his wife already. We talk about living together. We talk about me moving in with him. We talk about our kids, our hopes, our dreams. And we talk about, you know, the future. We talk about getting another home. We talk about so many things, guys, that I can name off the list. And it feels good, you know. And like I said, I probably won't talk about him much on here with you guys just because I want to keep this to myself. But I wanted to kind of give you guys a breakdown of why I'm not going to really talk about my love life on here and kind of why I'm choosing to keep this relationship private. But that's the biggest reason, just because it means so much to me. And the reason I haven't been doing podcasting as much is because I've just been focusing on work, my relationships, my family, my friends, and just realizing that I don't always want to be wrapped up in here. So that's the most beautiful. It's right here, Snake. I had a piece over here. Where's the piece I had up here for you? Oh, okay. So sorry, guys. Anyway, so I just want to stay wrapped into that, you know, and that's important. Hold on, guys. I gotta get my daughter some gum. You know she was gonna interrupt this podcast. I'm so sorry, y'all. I'm coming. Lord, guys. Listen, here, take your gum. Here. So, like I was saying, guys, so that's why I'm just really private about. That's all we get. That one is good. Okay. So, sorry, guys. but this is why I'm super private about everything, because I just feel like this is means the world. And I think that anyone who's found the one, or anyone who's been in love, or any of you who listen to me that are married and really and have been in relationships for years and years, you get it. You don't want to share everything with the world. You want to keep it super private for reasons that you just don't. You don't want the world inside of that too much, you know. And it's just I've been happy. I've been in a good space. I do miss doing the podcast a lot, but I also enjoy being in this happy space that I haven't been in for years. That. Finally, everything my therapist has told me finally makes sense. Finally, you know, I am using the tools that she gave me. I'm applying them to my life. And I feel like things are going great. I don't really have any complaints. You know, I'm just really, really, really happy. And I get, like, emotional talking about it, because you wait for years to feel like this, you know, at least for me, because for so many years I wasn't happy. And it's just important, like I said, that I just enjoy the happiness and I don't let anything come between the happiness. And it doesn't mean I'm going to stop doing the podcast, because I'm not. Of course, no matter what I do with my life, whether I get married, leave home, whatever, you know, I'm always going to do the podcast, no matter what happens in my life, because I love doing it. And I still want to help you guys. I want to do Girl Talk because I want to help all of you. I want to do Girl Talk because I feel like it does help you guys. And when I tell you guys things, and I still want to be able to give you advice, and I still want to be able to have you guys listen and enjoy. But the beautiful thing is, when you meet somebody and they make you want to be a better person, they make you want to fix some things in your life, they make you want to be better than who you ever could be. That's a beautiful thing, when you push each other to be better. And it's beautiful, because I can see that in myself. I see that, like, he makes me want to be, even though I'm a good mom, he makes me want to be even a humongous, well, you know what I mean. Like, even though I'm a good mom, he makes me want to be even a huger or a better mom. You know, he just keeps striving to be better. He believes in my hopes and dreams and things like that. And it's the same for me and him, for me to him. And so, like I told you guys, when you just find the one, you just know it. And again, like, if anything that I posted in the past about my relationships, you know, I don't want you guys, like I said, I kind of regret posting that now, because at the time I was wrong in those situations. But at the same time, what I don't regret helping someone, because if I know that something I said, one of those messages touched somebody out there, then I know I did the right thing. But that's what I'm not going to do. Come on here and constantly put my love life so much out there to the point where it's like, okay, Sherelle, you're doing too much. So for me, it's more so like I will talk to you guys about it eventually. I'll probably go into better details eventually. I mean, because you never know. I may even put him on a podcast episode one day. You never really know. But I'm not in a rush to do it. I mean, you know. But we'll see what happens. We'll definitely see what happens, guys. But I kind of wanted to go into more detail of why I haven't been around as much, on why I haven't really been, you know, present as much, because I've just been so busy and just honestly just living my life and being happy. And like I said, I do miss doing this, and I want to do this episode of Girl Talk today, just kind of talk about finding the one, talk about relationships a little bit, and I just want you all to know never to settle, because I did that my whole life. I settled. I always kept telling myself, he's the one. And every time my mom would say, I don't think he's the one. Every time my friends would say, he's not the one. I would go, oh, no, you're wrong. And then every time I would go back and see all these red flags and realize, like, he's not even the one. Not everybody was right. And I think we psych ourselves up sometimes because we fall in love, or we think we're in love. Keyword think. And then we get caught up in that guy. And the next thing you know, it's like, oh, dang. Like, now you get your heart broken because you've set up here and you put so much into this one person. And this person has played you or done something to hurt you. And then you're sitting there like, darn, I got hurt because I thought this person was the one, because I believed in them, and they aren't the one. So don't settle. If you see red flags, please don't be like me. Don't be like anybody else. Just if you see a red flag, run, because them red flags are going to keep presenting themselves to you. If you see one red flag, it's going to be another one, then another one. And you can't just ignore the red flags. I don't want you settling. I want you, all my ladies, to listen to me. Don't settle, because God will send you the right person at the right time. Don't stay with somebody just because it feels comfortable or because you think they're the one, because there's so many good guys out here. And even in the midst of a pandemic, y'all, you still can meet a good man. So don't sit up here and say, oh, well, I can't find a man because it's the pandemic. We're in a pandemic. We can't do nothing. You still can meet a good guy. You can still meet a good guy. I'm not buying all that. I'm sorry. I believe that you can find love in the midst of a pandemic. I really do. And whether you find it on a dating site, or let's say you go to the supermarket. I sound like an old lady because I say grocery store. I say supermarket. But the grocery store, and you might find them there. You might find them at the library or wherever. Like, you got to make the best of your situations. But love is love. You can find love. So it's like, if you really want it. And then what bugs me too is some woman I've seen, some lady say, well, if anyone watches Black Ink Crew, Charmaine, the girl that's on there, she is so cute. And I love her baby and her husband. There's a cute little family. And she made a comment on her Instagram where she does a radio show in Chicago. And she was like, would you date outside your race? Or are you just strictly, you know, stuck on your race? And then one girl was like, well, all I date is Black guys. And she said, but I'm giving up on them because I can't find the right one. Y'all, as women, we got to stop doing that. Like, stop saying that, oh, you giving up on a whole race of men because you keep dating the wrong men. That is your problem. Stop dating the wrong men. I can admit I've dated the wrong men. Admit that you dated the wrong men. Not all Black men are bad men. Not all white men are bad men. Not all Asians. Not all Mexicans. Not all whatever race. Not all. Just because you dated a few people in that race that are bad doesn't make the whole race of men bad. So we got to stop saying stuff like that because it sounds ignorant. It's like, no matter what guy you date, it's up to you to pick between and decipher what's the best guy for you to date and what's the one that could be the one for you. And it's all a process. You know, you can't sit there and blame a race because you pick some bad men. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy, but I believe everyone's attracted to what they're attracted to. If you find, let's say, no matter what race you date, it shouldn't even matter. Whoever makes you happy, that's all that matters, you know. But don't just be dating outside your race because you think because the ignorant thing, some people say, oh, I don't date my own race because they're ignorant, they're this, or I don't date my race because they're this, they're that. It's like, that's the most ignorant thing in the world. If you're going to date outside your race, do it for the right reasons, not because you're doing it because you think your race is, you know what I mean? You're just putting down your own race. That's just ignorant. But like I said, in order to find love, you got to let yourself go. And it happens when you least expect it, is what I'm noticing. Because honestly, guys, for all the years I've been dating the wrong men, I look and thank God it took this long for me to finally find the right person. Like, after all these years, like, what was I thinking? When I think about all the guys I talked about on here with you guys and all the guys I've dated even before I made this podcast, it's just like, what was I thinking? I wasn't ready for them, and I don't think they were ready for me. We were just two different people. I wasted a lot of time on a lot of the wrong men. And I'm glad that I'm now noticing that, and I'm realizing that, and I'm seeing that, like, hey, love does exist, but it's up to us to find it, you know? And sometimes you feel like giving up, because I feel like giving up a lot of times, but you got to keep going, because love is out there. It does exist, but it's all about you finding the right person that fits your mold and that works for you. And everybody's different. We all like different things. We're all attracted to different people, but what it comes down to is who's the person that you can't stop thinking about at night, when you can wake up thinking about them, go to bed thinking about them, but it's a different kind of feel. Because I'm going to tell you, I've been in relationships where I went to bed and thought about a guy, woke up thinking about a guy, but it's different when it just feels right. And I asked the other day, I was talking to someone, and I said, how do you know when you're in love? Like, how do you know when it's right? Like, what does it feel like? Because I've never been in love, so I don't know what it feels like. I've loved guys. In my serious relationship, two serious relationships I had, I loved them. But I didn't know what it was like to be in love. And the person said to me, you'll know, it'll just feel different, like nothing you've ever experienced before. It'll just be right. And I'm waiting, because I'm like, when am I going to know what it's like to be in love? Like, I've never been in love. And everyone's like, you'll just know. You'll just feel it. You know? But I don't, that's the thing with me. I'm kind of glad I've never been in love, because when I do fall in love, I want it to be with one guy, and I want it to be with my husband. That's the man I want to marry. Man I fall in love with, it has to be my husband, because I feel like for me, I'm kind of glad that I haven't been that female. Like, I've been in love with this guy and that guy. Like, I'm glad I've never felt it, because in a sense, I want to save it for my husband. That's who I want to fall in love with, my husband. And so I feel like, you know, now I feel like I'll finally actually know what that feels like. So it's going to be a different feeling for me. But I don't know, you know, but I don't think anyone should rush being in love either, because you want it to feel right and be with the right person. You know, you have to do what's best for you. I think a lot of people, they just settle and they just date anybody or do anything with anybody, and it never feels right. And that's crazy, right? Because it never feels right. You just sit there like, oh, this doesn't feel right. And that sucks. That's the reality though, but that's our reality sometimes. It doesn't feel right all the time. It just doesn't. But what I'm learning is that love can be beautiful if you allow it to be. And I want all my ladies listening to know that your soulmate is out there. You know, never give up on love. I don't care if you're 80 years old. I've heard of 80-year-olds still getting married. I mean, come on. Anybody can get married, no matter how old you are. Love is out there. It exists, but it's about just finding the right person. I think a lot of us, we keep meeting the wrong people. And they take advantage of us. They treat us bad. And we still stay because we think it's love, and it's not. Love is not supposed to hurt. Love is supposed to feel good. And it took me a long time to realize that every time I thought I loved somebody, it was hurting me instead of making me feel good. I would think, oh, I'm in love, but then I was in my 2-year abusive relationship thinking this is love, but I'm getting beat on every day. Even with my ex of 2 years, I thought this is love, but he had an anger problem. So he was a good guy, but sometimes he would get angry. He had a lot going on. He didn't have motivation. He didn't want to move. He wanted to stay in a small town. Okay, well, so, it's just a lot, you know, and I always feel like, you know, like, when I think about my relationship, things that hurt me, like, even in, like, my relationship where I dated a guy for 8 months, and I really did care about that guy, and I just remember everyone thinking, no, not right now, Stan.
I just came to my mommy's and daddy's.
Yes, that's my daughter trying to talk to you guys.
And my mommies and daddies and my
Okay,
nana.
go use your bathroom. Okay, so.
I already did.
Okay. So, sorry guys. Kids love to be a part of everything, especially my daughter. She got to be talking to somebody. But like I said, so. Yeah, and even in my eight month relationship that I had with a guy, everyone around me thought he was the one, and he wasn't the one at all. He was just, go get a sip about the utility room. He wasn't the one at all. He was just not he had his issues. He had a lot of issues that red flags I overlooked, but the world thought he was the one. So it's like you see all these things, but yet we stay. So that's why I said, again, it just comes down to you just finding the right person for you. And you'll know it. You'll feel it. And for me, you know, speaking from experience, I've just been through a lot. I've seen a lot. Even now, I was like, I'm so scared to get my heart broken because I've been hurt so much. Like, is this even real? But what I will say is that I'm just in a good space, you guys. I'm so, so happy. I am bleeding out with happiness. I couldn't be any happier than what I am now. My future looks bright. And I'm looking forward to the future, honestly. I can't wait to see what 2021 brings. I can't wait to just live my life. I mean, I'm in a good space. And I want you guys to know that we all can find love. It's possible. It's attainable. And I just look forward to, in the future, you know, eventually talking to you guys more about love and life and things like that. But I want you guys to know when, you know, just cherish your happiness. Don't let anybody get in the way of your happiness. Cherish it. Love it. Treat it well. And sometimes you even have to keep your family and friends out of your business because they nosy. You know, some people don't mean you well. They see you happy and they want you to be unhappy because they ain't happy. So a lot of times you can't even tell them about your happiness all the time unless you really have a true friend that really is like, oh, she's genuinely happy. But not everybody's always going to be genuinely happy for you. So this is why, like I said again, why I want to talk about this today with you guys and why I want to go into detail and why I wanted to talk to you guys and why I wanted to be open and why I wanted you guys to know where I've been and why I'm not going to talk so much publicly about my love life anymore because it's sacred to me. It means something to me. Okay. Okay, guys. Let me wrap this up. My daughter is clearly like wants to talk to you guys and tell you guys everybody's being mean. I don't know where she's getting this from, but I'm going to wrap this up, but I just, again, guys, I'll continue to do episodes with girl talk and just everyday episodes like I've been doing. I don't know if I'm going to do it as often as I've been doing it. Like, I know I've been missing for like a week, but I came back yesterday and I did one just now. So I don't know when I'll do one again, but I know that I'm going to keep going with you guys. If you do see that I haven't been on in a week, it's nothing against you guys. Just that I got a lot of things going on right now. And I'm just trying to focus on the happy parts. So anyway, guys, peace and love.